Aurora Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Melting Moments, written by Anna Goldsworthy and read by Olivia Beardsley. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Aurora. The train slows as it approaches the station, and he slides into view. He is not quite as she remembered. A little slacker around the jowls, perhaps, and not as bright of eye. Her heart pounds as she makes her way to the door.
Ruby!
It sounds like a cough, and now he is holding her, with no sign he plans ever to let go. She has waited a long time for this moment, and rehearsed it repeatedly in her head. It is an important moment to get right, for the sake of future retellings to grandchildren, if nothing else. The crowd eddies and swirls around them. She has this man clinging to her as if she were life itself. After a good amount of time, and then some more, she pats him on the back, and he releases her.
"You told me to pack light, you see."
"Found accommodation, travel light," his telegram had read. And so she had filled a suitcase with sheets and tablecloths and clothes, a suitcase full of her new life and his. He laughs, heaving the suitcase towards the bus, and she steals a look at his body. It is leaner and more muscled than she left it, more sure, despite the uncertainty in his face. And she remembers their wedding night 2 years ago now, or near enough. They had fumbled, knowing they were working to a deadline.
"Why won't it go in?"
he had asked, finally. She had been mortified. It seemed confirmation that she was, after all, abnormal. She couldn't manage this simple task that even her mother had succeeded at, for goodness sake. She thought of the bull out at stud with the cows, the violence and conviction of its movements.
"I think you have to push."
"Heavens!" he recoiled. "Surely not."
And so instead they had cleaved to each other all night, too aroused to sleep, too innocent to do anything about it. And the next day she had seen him off on the ship to New Guinea.
"Be sure to come back," she had said. "Unfinished business."
She blushes now at her immodesty. But for weeks afterwards she had seen the keen, blind angle of his sex everywhere, in the railway crossings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?